From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting at least one death following a suspected gas attack on a Syrian city. An official in Syria's rebel-held Aleppo says at least one person has died from a suspected chlorine attack reported a day earlier. Mohammed Abu Jafar, head of the local forensic department in rebel-held Aleppo, said Wednesday a 29-year-old Mohammed Afifa died overnight of heart failure and acute respiratory distress caused by inhalation of toxic gas. Activists and rescuers say at least 70 people were treated for breathing difficulties after government helicopters, they say, dropped the suspected chlorine cylinders on Al-Sukari neighborhood. Accusations involving the use of chlorine and other poisonous gases are not uncommon in Syria's civil war. The report could not be independently verified, and it was not clear how it was determined that chlorine gas was released. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has suggested that Turkey could take part in a future operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State group militants. Erdogan told journalists aboard a plane as he returned from a G20 meeting that the issue was brought up by U.S. President Barack Obama during the meetings in China. His words were reported by several Turkish newspapers Wednesday. Erdogan says Obama wants to do some things jointly concerning Raqqa. We said this would not be a problem from our perspective. The Turkish leader adds that he said Turkish and U.S. military officials could meet to discuss the issue. Turkey's military entered Syria last month to back efforts by Syrian rebels to push IS from the border and has also clashed with Syrian Kurdish troops. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says a series of airstrikes targeting al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen during the past 2 weeks killed 13 militants and injured one other. A statement yesterday from U.S. Central Command said the three strikes happened in Yemen's central Sabwa province between August 24th and September 4th. It also noted that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula remains a significant threat to the region and the United States. The U.S. campaign targeting AQAP with drones has been going on for 7 years, with more than 100 strikes that have killed some of the group's top leaders, but also brought criticism about civilian deaths. In July, the White House acknowledged at least 64 civilian deaths from drone strikes in places like Yemen, Pakistan, and Afghanistan since 2009, a figure that many watchdog groups said is really much higher. U.S. President Obama has announced a $90 million U.S. program to clear unexploded ordnance from Laos. Obama toured a rehabilitation center in the capital, Vientiane, Wednesday, and said the United States has a profound moral and humanitarian obligation to work to prevent more bloodshed from the remnants of the U.S. bombardment during the Vietnam War. Some 20,000 people have been killed or wounded since the war ended, Obama said, after viewing displays of small rusted grenades and photos of a child missing his foot.
These bomblets have taken the lives of farmers working in the fields, traders gathering scrap metal, children playing outside who thought these small metal balls could be turned into a toy. And for the people of Laos, this is also about the ability to make a good living. In communities that rely so much on agriculture, you can't reach your potential on land that is littered with UXOs. As one farmer said, we need our land to be cleared of bombs. If it weren't for the bombs, I would multiply my production.
An estimated 80 million unexploded bombs remain spread throughout Laos. They have killed or wounded an estimated 20,000 people since the war ended. The Philippines said on Wednesday it was gravely concerned that Chinese boats were preparing to build structures at a disputed shoal in the South China Sea, shattering an appearance of cordiality at the Asian summit in Laos. Officials said talks between Southeast Asian leaders and Chinese Premier Lee Kongchong went smoothly. There was no reference during the talks to a recent ruling by an arbitration court in The Hague that invalidated China's claims to the waterway and has incensed Beijing. But hours before the meeting, the Philippines Defense Ministry released photographs and a map showing what it said was an increased number of Chinese vessels near Scarborough Shoal, which China seized after a standoff.
That's the latest world news from VOA.